this feels like I'm just going through the motions. I feel spiritually disconnected. What should I do? Now, if truth be known, in my experience as a priest, this scenario, or a version of it, is one of the most common reasons individuals have come to me for pastoral counseling. While I know it is very tough for the individual who finds themselves in a spiritual desert, I also know that it's not uncommon for any of us to go through such periods. And I know also that normally it is not the end of our spiritual story, but only a chapter in our faith journey. The key to getting through such a time is to be open with yourself and with God about such struggles. Bottom line is, if what you are doing is not working, then seek alternative ways of re-engaging with God, with your faith. A portion of the gospel lesson from Mark this morning speaks directly to that situation. In the case of the unnamed deaf man, we are told Jesus took him aside, put his fingers into his ears, and touched his tongue. And Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Ephphatha, Ephphatha." That is, be open. Ephphatha, be open. And immediately the man's ears were open and his tongue was released and he spoke plainly. This simple vignette is really a metaphor for us to consider that being open cause us to experience and understand God in new ways. And a bit of trivia, which magnifies our attention to the significance of this passage. The only time that word, ephphatha, is used in the Bible is here. Only time it appears. Okay, but how do we do that? Let me go back to my conversation with Sally. Sally, I understand how going to church, praying and reading the Bible are not life-giving for you right now. But think for a minute. How or when have you experienced God in your life that did feel life-giving? And that's not a theological question. That's a human experience one. And another way to ask it is, what circumstances in your life have brought you profound joy, or deep sadness, or unexpected awe? These are the moments that might have caught you off guard. They were unplanned. They might have been short in duration, like I call them firefly moments, or more lengthy ones. At the time, did you receive or interpret them to be part of your spiritual journey? Or rather, did you just casually say they were part of the human? Did you consciously connect God with them in the moment? One of my favorite quotes is the following. When you feel a lump in your throat or a tear in your eye, you know the Holy is near. Let me say that again. When you feel a lump in your throat or a tear in your eye, you know the Holy is near. Normally, at this point in the pastoral conversation, as it did with Sally, there occurs an aha moment, a revised understanding that God is indeed at work in our everyday, ordinary moments. Too often, we might overlook or not understand as being spiritually significant. But they are ephphatha moments when we can be open. Let me offer you a couple of personal examples in my life. I remember when our first child was born, and I was not an especially religious person at the time, yet I had the overwhelming sensation, how could anyone not believe in a God after the experience of giving birth to another human being? Other examples are when I hear specific pieces of music, I get a lump in my throat, particularly the organ in the on your 11th tee, on your golf course, looking out at that vista, the majesty of the moment, of the mountains. Being at the bedside of a dying parishioner. Or just 2 weeks ago, seeing an absolutely stunning rainbow at Lake Placid when our whole family gathered to be together. Beautiful. Or yesterday afternoon, when I had the privilege of marrying my great nephew in the sacred space, and I'm looking over at the mother of the groom and the grandparents of the groom. These are Efata moments that catch me off guard with emotion and which ultimately deepen my relationship with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. I'm opened by the invitation to be open, which then, as I said to Sally, drive me to church, to pray, to read scripture. But it was the Efata moments that came first. Now, somewhat playfully, a famous Norwegian theologian wrote, "I would rather be scheme and think about God then go to church and think about schemes." And makes me wonder what you might be thinking right now. So go out in the world with curiosity. Where and when and how are you going to encounter God, in the mundane or the profound? And I end with a wonderful quote from Mother Teresa. "Silence of the heart is necessary so that you can hear God everywhere. In the closing of a door, in the person who needs you,